Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Invisible by Pete Hotman, narrated by Norm Lee, and directed by Lynn Flanagan.
Chapter 1. My Best Friend. There is something about trains. The sound they make. The way they go by one car after another, after another, after another. Every car different, but somehow the same. And the tracks go on forever, connecting places, connecting people. Wherever you are, you could go to the nearest railroad track right now, and if you followed it long enough, you would find me. There is another thing to know about trains. They are large and dangerous. They would crush you if they could, but they are confined by those two narrow strips of steel. Trains are like fire. You don't want to get in their way. My grandfather left me his HO scale model railroad when he passed on. One locomotive, seven cars, and 16 feet of track. That's another reason I like trains. They connect me to him, wherever he is. You could say that my railroad, the Madham Line, is almost the most important thing in my life, next to Andy Morrow, my best friend. A guy like Andy might have more than one best friend. He is so popular that there are at least 5 kids at school who would probably claim him. But if you asked Andy who was his best friend, he would say Dougie Hanson, of course. And that would be me. I'm a quiet kid, pretty much invisible, except if you happen to notice me standing next to Andy. We grew up together, Andy and me. Next door, actually. We met at the age of 1 year and 3 months. Our birthdays are only 17 days apart. We're like Velcro, like two poles of a magnet, like peanut butter and jelly, like super glue. We're best friends by every definition. Best friends. Best friends. It doesn't matter to Andy Morrow that I have crooked teeth and poor coordination and wear stupid clothes. It wouldn't matter if I had a nose like a pig and smelled of Limburger cheese. Andy would still say, Dougie is my best friend. True, Andy might spend more time with other kids who claim to be his best friend. He might hang with the other football players and his friends on the student council and his golfing friends and his theater friends. But he always comes home at night and opens his bedroom window and calls out across the low picket fence, Hey, Dougie! And if my window is open, and if I'm awake, we talk. It doesn't matter that we don't spend as much time together as we used to. I tell Andy all about the new tank car I bought for the Madam Line. I might talk about my mother's latest crossword puzzle, or a book I read about black holes, or a math test I took in school. And Andy would listen. That's what best friends do. And if Andy wants to talk about the school play he's starring in, or his latest football game, or a girl he met, I'll listen to him, too. It doesn't matter to Andy that we live in completely different realities. I'm Andy's best friend. It doesn't matter to Andy that we hardly ever actually do anything together. Why should it? We are best friends, me and Andy. Best friends.